Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 16th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of Mary Chiwenga, the wife of Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, and the removal of Felix Nhlahlamangwe Ndiweni as chief of Ntabazinduna.
To join this discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that we are live streaming on all our Facebook platforms. So please visit VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of Mary Chiwenga and the removal of Chief Nhlahlamangwe Ndiweni from the position of chief by President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Vice President Constantino Chiwenga's wife, Mary Chiwenga, appeared before a Harare magistrate court today, facing charges of attempted murder, money laundering, externalization of over $1 million, and attempting to forge a marriage certificate while her husband was hospitalized.
The state alleges that Mary Chiwenga attempted to kill the vice president in South Africa when he was hospitalized by forcibly removing intravenous medication from his body, resulting in him bleeding profusely. The former army general was said to have been incapable of helping himself when this happened.
And in Bulawayo, relatives of Felix Ndiweni are planning to file a court application seeking the reversal of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's move to remove him from the post of Ntabazinduna chief. The government claims that Ndiweni was not properly selected by the family. The family says his removal is politically motivated.
A Zimbabwean, Nkululeko Mbonisi Fuyane, has set up a fund on the internet in which almost $5,000 has been raised in 2 days for taking care of his family and buying a car for Ndiweni, whose state-sourced vehicle has been withdrawn. Fuyane is expecting to raise $30,000 for the chief on the fundraising app GoFundMe.
And in Harare, former South African President Thabo Mbeki held a two-hour meeting with President Emmerson Mnangagwa. According to the state-controlled Herald newspaper, Mbeki wanted to see for himself the current situation in Zimbabwe. Mbeki played a key role in the holding of talks between ZANU-PF and MDC formations, which eventually led to the formation of a unity government in 2009.
Ye, ulive talk lamhla sikhangela indaba ezimbili. Udaba lokuqala ngobotshwa kukankosikazi Mary Chiwenga, umyeni kaMnumzana Constantino Chiwenga, yena umsekeli kamongameli weZimbabwe. Ubotshelwe ke ukuthi wazama ukuthi ambulale, kuthiwa wayefuna ukumbulala sibili esibhedlela khona ngale kwele South Africa, ngokuthi asuphune intambo lezi lamanalidi ayifakwe emzimbeni kaChiwenga. Ngesikhathi engenelisi lokuthi engenzani. Kwanyanzani wathi sekwenzile khona ukwazama ukuthi aphumela esibhedlela ukwenza ukuthi kungazi ukuthi kwenzakalani phambili khona ngale. Kodwa kukhanya wamiswa ngabanye abantu khona ngale sibhedlela ukuthi baphumelaye ngoba wayesephuma igazi okumangalisayo uChiwenga. Bese kubuya njalo olunye udaba anganobotshelwe lona ukuthi wahambisa imali eningi kakhulu ngaphandle kwelizwe leZimbabwe. Kwathi ke waphinda njalo wazama ukuthi alungise amaphepha omtshato ongekho emthethweni. So ke konke khonokho ke kungazani akujabulisanga uMnumzana uChiwenga osekhanya ngazani useyalana lo mfazi wakhe kumbe ngithi lekhosikazi lakhe. Kuzobuya ke uChief Nhlahlamangwe Ndiweni sizwile ngempela viki ukuthi ususwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esikhundleni esithi kazange akhethwe ngemfanelo. So ke mfisa lizwe ukuthi okhulumela imuli yakwaNdiweni uMnumzana Wilson Bancinyane Ndiweni uthini ngodaba lolu? Ake libone ividiyo yakhe lapha litsho ukuthi likubona njani.
Ibizo lesibongo
uWilson Bancinyane Ndiweni,
lingasitshela ukuthi njengemuli nyathela bani elizalithatha ngemva kokubona lincwadi ku-social media?
Ngemva kokubona lincwadi njengoba siyibonile ku-social media, thina njengemuli sizahlala phansi kodwa vele cabanga ukuthi sizayisa emthethweni. umthetho welizwe nxa uleqiniso umthetho welizwe nxa usazi into yenza okutsho ama British lama Americans ukuthi akula rule of law lapho kuzakhanya khona khona ukuthi umthetho welizwe uthini ngento enje sebake bakuzwa ngapi ukuthi kule nduna exoshwayo first and foremost bakuzwa ngapi kule nduna ebotshwayo lamhla nduna le yayibotshiwe singexoshiweyo izizathu nxa kuyikuthi balesizathu sabo sokuthi kaso first born angikholi ukuthi baphelele wena ngathi balo mkhuhlane wengqondo badinga ukuthi baye kuma-psychiatrist bayehlolwa ngoba uzakhuluma uthini ngomntwana ongaso wakho ngingahlala lo mkami angizalela abantwana badobhe next door baze babe bathathu ngize ngezuzo wami ngowesine kambe ngabantu abami lapho nabo mntanami khonapho sengisazi ukuthi kule nto enje lenje lenje wrong so abangangeneli imizi yabantu ngulowo lalowo emzini wakho uyakwazi ukuthi umuzi wakho unjani bangasitsheli ngeguma langakithi ukuthi umntani wethu esimbekileyo baze babe bathathu ngize ngezuzo wami ngowesine kambe ngabantu abami lapho nabo mntanami khonapho sengisazi ukuthi kule nto enje lenje lenje wrong so abangangeneli imizi yabantu ngulowo lalowo emzini wakho uyakwazi ukuthi umuzi wakho unjani bangasitsheli ngeguma langakithi ukuthi umntani wethu esimbekileyo bathi kasulufi
ngimele umsakazo we-studio 7 ngikobulawayo elokitshini lenjube ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
So that's a video marvelous from Anastasia Ndlovu. You know, she was talking to Wilson Bancinyane Ndiweni, who says, you know, what they are witnessing is unprecedented. He says, you know, the government should not interfere with the running of the Ndiweni clan. So he says they've chose that guy, Felix Letlamangwe, and they're sticking to him. And he says, you know, whenever you have got a problem, you must start by talking to the family instead of just doing other things like what he says the government did. He says, what are the reasons, really, for removing him? So he says they are at crossroads.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi tine gango ipo pano tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya dzakasiyana siyana. Tiri kutanga isu nekutarisa nyaya yatiri kuona iri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tiri kuona Ishe Felix Ndiweni avo vari kuti ivo vakuronga kukwira kumadare repamusoro reHigh Court vachipikisa danho rakatorwa nehurumende munguva yapfuura rekuvaturira kuvatorera ushe. Saka regai tinzwe hurukuro yaitwa nemutori wedu wenhauta uraishava. Achitaura iye negweta Rachief Felix Ndiweni pane zviri kuitika vachitaurawo zvakare nevamwe kuti vanoona sei chiitiko ichi.
Zvinhu zvakaitika hazvitenderi nemutemo weZimbabwe neTraditional Leaders Act. Kusvikira nhasi chief kana kuti magweta chief haasati audza officially kuti kwange kwava nemhosva chii chakakanganisika outcome yedisciplinary process and the way forward kunze kwezvinhu zviri kutaura kumanewspaper nekumaradio. Position yefamily is Chief Shandla Felix Ndiweni ndiye chief wendaba zinduna asati zachinja akapointiwa musi wa 20 June 2014 by the president who was empowered by the Constitution of Zimbabwe and the Traditional Leaders Act and hapana chinhu chakachinja.
Machief zvinhu zveculture zviya zviya kana kuti zvetsika dzedu dzechivanhu saka zvinozotishamisa isusu kana takatarisa takuona hurumende yave iyo yaakuda kutora a leading role yekuti iite kuti chief uyu abviswe pachikaro. Tikazozvitarisa tichienda mberi tinoona kuti sezvo chief ane mamwe macommentaries aakamboita achitaura maererana nekukundikana kwehurumende pakuwanisa vanhu kodzero dzavo nemagariro akanaka. Nyaya iyoyo inobva yaratidzika sekuti apa hurumende iri kugwa nekuti chief wai achitaura zvinhu zvinobata kurarama kwevanhu.
Hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi rehurumende panyaya iyi.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa mutori wedu wenhauta uraishava achitaura iye negweta raChief Felix Ndiweni uyezve achitorawo pfungwa dzevamwe sekutaura kwaaita hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi rehurumende. Asi tine mumwe musoro zvakare mugango redu ranhasi. Tine nyaya huru iri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Apo nhasi mudzimai wemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga, amai Mary Mubayiwa Chiwengwa, tiri kunzwa kuti nhasi vamiswa pamberi pedare vachipomerwa ivo mhosva ye nekuda kuuraya murume wavo, kuburitsa mazakwatira emari kunze kwenyika pamwe nekufojera magwaro emuchato wavo navachiwenga. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa izvo zviregai tinzwe zvakare hurukuro yaitwa pamusoro penyaya iyoyi zvichitaurwa kuti zvii zvaitika mudare redzimhosva nhasi pamiswa amai Mary Chiwenga pamberi pedare. Regai tinzwe mutori wedu wenhau achitaura Thomas Chiripasi.
Amai Chiwenga avo vakasungwa nemugovera vamiswa pamberi pedare raMajor Street muHarare nhasi vachipomerwa mhosva yekuda kuuraya vachiwenga pavaive muchipatara kuSouth Africa, kuburitsa mazakwatira emari kunze kwenyika zvisiri pamutemo pamwe nekuita chikiribidi chekuti vagochatiswa nemurume wavo iye ari muurwere. Muchuchisi wenyaya iyi vaMichael Reza vaudza dare kuti amai Chiwenga vairambidza vachiwenga kuti vabude muhotera kuSouth Africa kwezuva rimwe chete vakazotorwa zvechisimba nevano vachengetedza vakazovaendesa kuchipatara. VaReza vatiwa amai Chiwenga vakazobvisa zvaishandiswa nana chiremba muchipatara kuSouth Africa kwakare vaiedza kuraramisa vachiwenga zvakazoita kuti murwere abude ropa zvakanyanya. VaReza vati izvi vaizviitira kuti vachiwenga vafe uye vaive vasina mvumo yekuita izvi. Mutongi wedare vaCrispin Mberewe vatura mutongo wekuti amai Chiwenga vadzoke kudare musi wa30 mwedzi uno uye vati amai Chiwenga vakumbire kudare repamusoro reHigh Court kana vachida kutongwa vachibva kumba sezvo vati dare ravo harina masimba ekunzwa chikumbiro ichi pakatariswa uremu hwemhosva yavari kupomerwa.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa mutori wedu wenhau weStudio 7 Thomas Chiripasi anga ari kudare nhasi achitsanangura iye zvaitika uyezve sekuona nekunzwa kwatiri kuita pari zvino amai Mary mubayiwa Chiwenga vatori mumaoko emapurisa. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa pari zvino uyezve toda kuchingamidza vese vari muchirongwa chedu pari zvino. Kune avo zvakare vanyorera vachiti ivo vari kuda kupinda muchirongwa, aiwa, nyorai nhamba dzenyu makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu kuitira kuti phonera iGibbs.
So according to this paper that was filed in court, the state outline actually, it says that Mrs. Chiwenga on July 8th 2019 she went to the hospital where the husband was, and the accused unlawfully removed the medical intravenous giving set as well as the central venous catheter which were inserted to the complainant, and the complainant started bleeding profusely. The accused forced the complainant off the bed, held him by hand, and moved out from the ward before being intercepted by the security personnel at the exit door. The hospital staff was called by the security personnel, and they reconnected the intravenous giving set and the central venous catheter and resuscitated the condition of the complainant. So it seems as if there's a lot here that was actually written by the police. So maybe these investigations went deeper to, you know, the origin of the crime, of the alleged crime, maybe in South Africa. So it seems as if, you know, I really don't know. Maybe we'll get some experts to
to weigh in, yes. And I would also like to toda kuchingamidza vari pa Facebook page yedu yeVOA. Shona tiri kukuonai Blessing Kamuseriro ari kuti I'm watching you from Cape Town kuno kuSouth Africa. Kudzai Marayiri hanzi, I'm watching you from South Africa kuLimpopo. Boaz Jayaguru hanzi, tonazve malayers vakuti ngaabudiswe. Boaz vari kuti but ndizvowo vari kuti hurumende inorega corruption here. Dixon Moya ari kuti I'm watching you bra Mike M. Dixon Murozva Papolokwani me ari kutaura hanzi Mary ari kuchikorerwa kodzero dzake. So we have a follower here who's actually saying he feels that you know, the rights of Amai Chiwenga are being violated. Dixon Moyo ari pano ati panhamba dzake Boaz hanzi ushe hauremerwi kumalayers. Munyaradzi Kabaira ari kuti good evening VOA, I'm watching you from Zambia. I think we have a guest. You can go ahead.
Yes, we've got a human rights lawyer, Mr. Machobana Ncube. He's based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ncube, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs. Good evening to the listeners.
Good evening, sir. So now we see that Mrs. Chiwenga appeared in court. Tell us some kind of modalities of this kind of case, you know, in terms of, you know, how it is being handled. You know, people are wondering, can a vice president's wife appear in court? And how do people in such cases apply for bail and all those kind of things? I guess by now She's at Chikurupi Maximum Prison. So tell us a bit about what happens in such cases.
Thank you, Gibbs. Right, what happens is that if one has an offense preferred against them, usually it's the police who then record statements from that person, that is finding out what the response or the attitude towards the charge or the charges of the person. Then the Constitution requires that the person should be brought to court within 48 hours of their arrest. So I think this is what happened. And she appeared in court because the offense of attempted murder is what we call a third sexual offense, meaning that it is one of those serious offenses if you're looking at the Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act. So what it means is that it is an offense which only the High Court can deal with insofar as the bail application is concerned. So when you appear in court, you are just being brought in for a routine remand because that court then does not have, the Master Court does not have the jurisdiction to entertain the bail application unless, of course, the Attorney General has consented that that court should have jurisdiction. So I think that is what happened. So what she should do is then to proceed to file an application in the High Court in respect of the matter charge. In respect of the other offenses, she is at liberty to place before that court where she has appeared either a written application or an oral application through her attorneys for bail. That court will determine those charges. Mm-hmm. But perhaps for convenience, they will file all those, a single application, you know, encompassing all the charges that she's facing.
Now, sesikhangeleke sintu sibili kutshela abantu ukuthi pho ke njengoba ezihambe khona ngale enkantolo entilongweni. So kutshoni nxa sehambile khona ngale, nxa sedinga khona ku isiphambiso sebail, uza kususela ngapi esiya ngapi ngamafutshane?
Umuntu nxa ebotshiwe elethwa ecourt afakwe kulokhu esithi yi-remand, ufuze ukuthi ahanjiswe ejele okwesikhathi kuthiwa i-remand prison. Over 14 days, apparently, the court ibone ukuthi uphilile kalazi msolo ngendlela aphethwe ngayo kumbe emzimbeni ukuthi mhlawumbe unida udokotela and into ezinjalo. Kodwa nxa evalelwe ngaleyo ndlela, ulemvumo yokuthi aphanyeke emthethwandaba ophezulu, i-High Court, isicelo sokuthi aphume nge-bail. Afake isibambiso kumbe imali kumbe ngama title deeds e property nxa elawo asarende le passport uwenzela ukuthi umthethwandaba usuthise ukuthi kasoze abaleke kodwa lezo izinto ezize determined by ujudge after listening to ukuphikisana phakathi kwamagqwetha akhe lamagqwetha amele uhulumende, that is National Prosecuting Authority.
Yes, ubamba umlomo ngolapho ke siyabuya kuwe mafulasi.
Aiwa tinotenda tanga tiri kunzwa apo tichinyatsotsanangurirwa nagweta vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vachitaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino kuti zviri kuitika izvi zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa sei. Saka pindai muchirongwa kana muri kudawo kutipa pfungwa dzenyu uyezve muchitipawo kuti munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi. Asi tiri kunzwa kuti tine mutereri vari panhare pari zvino. Hello caller.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Tiri kutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Indinanzi John, ndiri kumarondera muZimbabwe.
Taurai tinzwe mukoma John, kwakadii kumarondera muZimbabwe uko?
Ndizvo ndizvo upenyu wacho kuti tangoona kuti magezi mai saka takunzwa emazuva esati tinenge tisina magezi.
Aiwa pakaoma, taurai tinzwe nhasi tine gango muri kunzwa dzirimo mudaredzi.
Rekaningoti tata dzizi dziri kuti nyaya yandweni inorwadza. Kozi nyaya dzemamambo pasigari. Mamambo andione chete ngoti muZimbabwe munomuka zvinhu zvedu zvanguva zvanguva vhengere bhengere. Kuhurumende inopindira pakudini umambo. Umambo hauchizwe nehurumende. Vanhu vanodzezvedzinza anozivana kuti imba yanhingi kwakafa nhingi mwana nhingi ndari kupinda uyu ndari kupinda zvino hurumende iri kuti ndweni haataure politics ndweni haasi munhu it's an individual anenge ane maissues ake despite yekuti anotungamira masubjects ake anotaurawo muonera kana kubvira kudhara kana muhondo mamambaita ranga asingatauri zvakushandisa izvi tose akadaro ndozviri kuitika muzimbabwe tochenda yamary kuroorwa nemunhu mukuru azviri kuti haona marights ako ndikutaura mukuru in terms yekuti kana president mukadzi wapresident vakati havachadanana kana kuti vanetsana mumba domas maitika domestic anofanira kutosungwa nemapurisa kana kuti nemakoti nyaya dzemumba dzekuti dzinodawo maybe vana tete vanani vanani zvino zviri kutaurwa izvi masara musi yekuti chivengo adini 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 kana asade mukadzi chikundwa kuti ada kudzokera nemukadzi wake wekutanga hanhena ari kunana uk it's not fair kuti atrite mukadzi zvaari kuita izvi but ndoshamisika madzimai emuno muzimbabwe anoita noizi tereki tiri kuyembuka takatarisa kumasure kwana tsvangira nyaya dzana amenei dzaipindwa nana mambo ndaukangana vakadzi vake vaenza anoda vakadzi chei dzevanhu vaidanana but waiona magroups evakadzi vachimirizika kuita mweya yatsvina kuti tsvangira zvedina abhusa yes the lady she is doing ari kushungurudzwa mukadzi uchi chiri kuitika
aiwa mashoko makukutu
kana mhosva uyu
aiwa tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyanzva dzimuve nezuva rakanaka
nemiwo muri kuita zvakanaka mufunga nebasa renyu
babai over to you
silo baba uDavis Khumalo ecingweni mnumzana Khumalo kunjani
siyaphila tube baba ninjani
siyaphila kakhulu Khumalo asiqaliseke ngodaba lukandiweni
hayi baba tube leyi indaba le iqiniso elihle uhulumende angangenili kiyo usefaka ipolitics entweni zesintwini lezi ngatyane lakho lokhu uzena uhulumende baba tube ngatyeyi imuli yakondiweni ilungise yiyo bakwazi ngcono ukuthi izinto lezi ziminjani yazi ukuthi baba tube kufanele ukuthi kunje mina soko Khumalo ngiyawazi ukuthi thina sizalwa njani njalo abadala yibo bakaziyo ukuthi izinhlolo zabo bazimisa njani uhulumende kayekele ukungeni la kuyokusemina kwendiweni abantu bandiweni bazimisele iy'nto zabo thina siyandela bona abantu bakomdlala
ye kube sokubuya-ke indaba yokubotshwa kwankosikazi Jiwenga ukubona njani khonoko
hayi dube le iyahlupha
leyoihlupha njani kuye jasizoba
hayi iyahlupha yawathi iindaba zebedroom ziyahlupha abatuzi so thina singakhuluma sikhulume bona bazana ngcono ngoba thina singabona ama-primary issues thina singama-secondary sizwa ngabo
ngabe
sebesilwa bona bakulungisise indaba yabo bona bo njengokuqasa kwabo ngoba thina singafika sibe sibaphambanisa yazi into ehluphayo abantu bezithandani la mhlaba yalwa kusasesebebonke ucine wena ngosurongo futhi wabaduli into ehluphayo ngezithandani
ujayile kunjalo sibili kuma
abalungisise bona udaba labo uthiwe ngalo mngakhe bayazana bona bodwa
hayi siyakuze Khumalo
lathi wabaduli enise ehluphayo yile duli yawazi ukuthi thina madoda sibhange into eyi-one ukuthi kulezi izinto esizenzayo umntu ongumfazi ekhanyeni anto wabona and then abasethatha i-advantage yokuthi wena nto kusenza usite senza usite abesenza khonokho khonokho usukwenza athi ngasekwenzile usukubona wena susizuwuhlungu futhi
hayi siyakuzwa nkomo
so lapha kule ndaba bona abakulise ubabili wamaduda
sibongile
ngokuqasha kwabo
sibongile Khumalo sibongile sibili
lami ngiyabonge nakuhlelo
iye ungathi nakusasa papayi so he says leave the Ndweni family alone you know and the Jiwenga issue he says that's an issue between two people it's a bedroom issue
interesting
yeah so I think we've got a caller
oh hello caller
hello
tukusaura nani uyezve muri kupi
ngubaba wesintwini lungani kunjani
anyaphila baba linjani
ye ngunkomo
ya ngunkomo
ye akutsho baba ukuthi wena ye phose lakho sibili kubaningi abantu ye
ngundebele
ngundebele ye
ye le eka angeze ngikhulume kakhulu le eka babuthenga
okay
ngoba lewa domestic yard and le unyonga ngihlupa ukuthi ngiyaxolisa ngoba vele mina ngingaba biased ngoba ngile attitude towards ngiyambona ngami othi wenza into zonke abazenzayo zithe zi-right so ngizagcina sengisiba unfair ngicela ukuthi ngiyiyekele
ayiyekele sibili ngingena kokunye ye
ye ya sengibuya kekandiweni hhayi ekandiweni ya ekandiweni iyatshengisela ukuthi eZimbabwe sile problem ngoba you cannot modernize the culture ukukhetha ama-leaders ama-traditional leaders silendlela vele esiwazuza ngayo and awungeke ukuthi khona wena ukube lomunye umuntu o-responsible nge-traditional leadership i-culture vele ayimodernize i-culture is always into yakudala ilandela lilisiko lakudala lokho ukuthi khona sesitshintshiyele sesitshelwa ukuthi khona undiweni namhlanje kasolo kuzeni hhayi akusizi into emele sinanje kumele sikunanzelele khona ukuthi sadenesis evolution of power yokuthi khona namhlanje thina silalungele lokuthi khona umkhokheli wethu nguphi ozasikhokhela ku-traditional sesiyadetermayinelwa ngabantu esingaphili labo ku-society yethu so kuyatshengisela sibili ukuthi even the constitution yangkhona esiyisebenzisayo kuyafika kudanise ngoba kwezinye indawo iyasebenza kwezinye indawo kuthiwa iyarealayinwa angikuzwisisi mithi yabe kusebenza njani ngoba ngasokhulunya ngethi i-evolution of power kuthiwa khona i-realigned into law but kwezinye indawo bayakwanisa ukuyisebenzisa bexotha ama othiphindiweni iyabe isisebenza khonapho there's a problem there efonee efanele ukuthi ngayo iyaliye
phose lokucina 10 seconds khonapho lokucina ba
ye hhayi yikho khonokho nje nakho ukuthi hhayi indaba yesikachifu hhayi ayifanelanga vele ukuthi ibe umongameli azibambe indaba zamachifu ngoba amachifu lisiko lakudala sebesibambanisela amasiko
hhayi siyabonga kakhulu ke endebele baba ungatina kusasa
all right
yeah so that is Mr. Lungani Ndebele he says you know these issues concerning traditional chiefs and others they are left they should be left in the hands of traditionalists and others so he says you know the president has nothing to do with this issue so let it be
very interesting indeed kunewo varipa chirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai ndirikuona sisi Gina Eugene Majuru muri kuti muda kupinda muchirongwa regai timboedza kukufonerai muri kuBritain uko tichaedza kupa producer weda kufonerai kuitira kuti tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu asi tinotenda muri pachirongwa munyagaza mavamba hanzi maswera sei kwa watching you from Cape Town tinokutendai Elvis King Masuka Chanyuka ndikunzwa kuti tina Elvis asi tinoda kuti tiedze kubata sisi Eugene Majuru vari paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona tiedze kuvabata hallo mukoma tinokuchingamidzai pachirongwa hallo mukoma Elvis makadi yenyu
tinofara makasimba here
aiwa tiri wadi
mukoma Elvis Cape Town South Africa
taura itinzwa
yeah ningangoda angitsara shoma shoma panyaya yekuitika ngati sange kutaura nyaya ye yemukadzi wemupenzero wenyika yedu
ehe
kuti ya no ndishamisa ndikuti mota yake yazoparwa izvezvi here patanga kuita nyaya dzekuti yavatsirana iwo nemurume wavo ndokwakutanga kusungwa muri but before kati zvaitika izvozvo nyaya idzaa dzakanyararwa mazorevaizvo kuti even zaki yacho iyoyo inoona neanticorruption nyika inorevaizvo kuti iboka rinoshanda riri anda vamwe vanhu vanorikomanda kuti itaiso itaiso hariiti basa nararo nemazvo so its like its not fair zviri kuitwa because mhosva idzi dziri kutaurwa izvi zvakaitika some months ago it's almost a year now, but it was started when you had the end of the why? Because our sister will have limited room to the middle of the year. So, this is over by China with the book, and I read the back around the mother. She reached that. They were going to be doing this.
Aiwa mashoko makuku tu chivai mataure yenyu mashoko yenyu kupedzisira.
Ngodoti heti Merry Christmas and Happy New Year kuvana vese veZimbabwe kunyange zvakaoma hazvo kudaro. Ngotiramba tichitenda Mwari kuti Mwari vanotiyambutsa kuenda mumhoreza nehope yekuti kutananda kwenyika yekwedu varakomborere iye varakomborere Zimbabwe. Amen.
Amen. Aiwa, thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, thank you. So I think let's go to Mr. Machoba Ncube before we take on Mr. Nkomo. Mr. Ncube, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Gibbs.
Now, looking at this issue concerning the chieftainship, you know, what's your take as a legal expert in some of these things?
Well, I mean, there are quite a number of things that do arise concerning the issue of the chieftainship. You see, primarily it is the family that has to decide who has to be the chief, because only a chief begets a chief. So they know within their own lineage as to who is qualified to be a chief. And then secondly, there is another issue that does arise. The issue concerning there is a constitutional provision relating to the right to fair, just administrative action. Before a decision that is adverse to anyone is taken by an administrative authority, the person against whom that decision is supposed to be taken has to be given a right to be heard. You have to put the allegations to them. They have to respond to those allegations. And then the decision maker then has to then make that decision in light of all those things. So in this instance, I'm not sure if the chief was given the right to be heard concerning this matter, and then a decision adverse to his interest or to him was then made. So, but I think those are the issues that his lawyers should be able to deal with.
Thank you so much, and well done there. Let's take Baba Nkomo. Baba Nkomo, unga unjani? Hello, Mnumzana Nkomo, uyangizwa ecingweni, Baba?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, sikubambisile mpijana. Yeah. So, ubona njani konoku ke okwenzakala eZimbabwe? Siqale ngokandiweni, ngamafitshane sibili.
Okwandiweni akungethusi. Amalitas emathebeleland vele izandlo emasoni bahleli bebeharasa unganandzela from 1980 sizofika lamhlanje. That's why ubona la ku top leaders yezanu umuntu ovele emathebeleland ungu number 3 okukhombisa ukuthi baze bekufa abantu bemathebeleland bengafakwa ngaphezulu. UNdiweni kahlale esikhundleni sakhe uEmerson kaChiano noNdiweni asongwa ngakibo asuka koEmerson kayekele ifamily yakweNdiweni izikhethele uNdiweni siyamfuna ngowakithi uEmerson kaxotsha induna zakibo le eChiano le nduna zakithi and amaleaders akithi emathebeleni ma-air against izanu bayawazonda bawagcobe lokhu lalokhu. That's why ubona amanye amaleaders emathebeleleni engangena kuzanu ayenzisa izinto ezimbi mayesephuma ebe useless ezigabeni zakithi. Akula lead ephuma kuzanu ufica i-challenge izanu bonke bagoqa izandla bayesaba. So esikutsho sicela ukuthi izanu amaleaders akithi ayiwarespect iwayekele yenza into zethu. Sicela umuntu wesindebele eke ngene ku-Emerson laphana sibone ukuthi uyifeyile kungakanani uNdiweni abamthiye. Ifamily kaNdiweni siyayibonga uNdiweni siyamfuna ngowakithi esikhokhele siyamazi indlela osebenza ngakiyo. Lalawa ama-leaders emathebeleland asetshenziswa izanu ukuthi harasa abantu bakithi emathebeleland. Please malilalele siyalicela yekelanini ukuhlukumeza ama-leaders akini ngoba likugovernment yezanu eyayibulala abantu bakithi emathebeleland. Siyalicela okwamanje abanye siyalizwa likhuluma lapha liphose liwele phansi likhothe ukuthi sasa seliphumile liba izinto ezingalancedo ezigabeni zakithi. In the first place vela alikaliyenze lutho emathebeleland lonke leke langena kuzanu ngani ngama-refugees ungani liyesaba ungani lacela ukuba kuzanu vela asiliboni lonke outright alilancedo ezigabeni zakithi. Siyakwazi u-Emerson usebenza labanye abantu abavela kithi abanikezwa ukuza imali ngalokuthi sukumezana uba nemathebeleni uyilidi ebonayo. Khangela wonke ama-leaders akithi esemathebeleni baba yazi aphiniwe ekhoneni uyazi wokuthi you can't even tell ukuthi kati vele what is happening why even asbaphana bebe ngu-number one
kodwa
ukuthi bona bayihlile kanjani.
Ye kuyaphetha ngani konke lokhu Nkomo okandiweni?
Okwandiweni abantu bakithi kasukumeni beke sithi thina enough is enough. Want to be rally lesanyen please sithiyeni want to stand alone mali sizonda isenza swa mali data wendweni asibayekeli ngisebenzi devolution of power sisithemene ngama province akithi akula nto eyi one esiyicele eHarare akula nto esiyi one esiyicela kuzanu asilanti izanu ayizange yale emathebelelendi ibuye izobulala abantu bakithi. Ngiyamangala kula bantu bakithi abaningi ofica beqinisa imithambo bekhulumile izanu bekhotha ukuthi besifakele i-KPU sibizwa amahowu izanu leyi sibulawa njengezinja. Manje mile ngikhangela amangcwabo amaningi afika 30 awezanu ayenziwa ngu-Emerson lezanu ngibize abantu bakithi emathebeleni bejinga bezonta undiweni akele izinuku amagwabha liyayangisa asilalida right now emathebelelendi ebonakalayo lingaphuma ezikhundleni kuzanu laphana lifakwe ezikhwameni lesoka lokuthi lizidefende ngoba liyaba seliyenza into ezimbi. Unkomo wasingena nini liphume lingaladaka astill stick to
thoseyabonga
ukuthi wasingena liphume lingaladaka.
Siyabonga kukhulu Nkomo ungajela kusasa ba.
Let's take our next caller. Hello, caller. Hello, Eugene.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, sorry. Tambo, but say in Bijana, because you see, kuna kwa mbukita, tine gangu, sakava shinjiwa, ni shawara kuna utaura. Tambenge, turuku nzwa, shawara chief, ndiwene, asi, ipinda imu gangu, muda utaura, neshe, inasi, turuku utaura, nanuye, jemuru kupi.
Yeah, tumanzi, jim, majuru, ndriku London. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to comment on the issue of Chief Nweni. It's very unfortunate that this has happened to Chief Nweni. But when things like this happen, we expect other traditional leaders, the other chiefs, they should have a voice. They're supposed to say something. If the issue hasn't been handled well, they should freely talk about it and say, as you know, it was a kanaka.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem that's there at the moment in Zimbabwe is my chief Sajo Abanakubata now as well, which is a problem. The role of the chiefs in Zimbabwe is to advise the government.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, they are not advising the government at the moment. And if it's an issue that the government has not done something right, this is wrong. Which is wrong. So I think this is an issue that needs to be resolved. Otherwise, we're not going anywhere. Pana need the chief with some chiefs. If the chiefs are like bulldogs without chiefs, they cannot say this is right or this is wrong. They cannot express their opinions. We're not looking at Zimbabwe. We have a new dispensation. The president, Emerson Mnangagwa, said he's a listening president. So sometimes, like I was going to say, I'm going to say, constructive criticism, because that's the only way to move Zimbabwe forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if we have my chief, Achibatana, the traditional chief. We have Fortune Sumbira leading my traditional chief. We've not heard Fortune my chief to me to chief. Why is that?
Saka imuruguti dai
pawanikwa
vachigara pasi savana chief votaurana pache zvavo.
Yes, sometimes I'll get up and sana chief votaurana vogadzanya yacho kuside kwavo kuma traditional leaders. Not put in or end up where I end up. That's wrong from the way I see it. It's just like the issue here, Harare. I'm sure you all know Kuti Chief Harare is still outstanding. Next year, we're going to be 40 years Zimbabwe Yawana independence. And the issue here, chieftainship here, Harare, is that here, Gadziriswa, which is an issue. And is it? And I think some Zimbabweans don't know. kuti zviri kuitika zviri kunetsa zviri kubva kupi but vanhu vekuclan kwambari vanova chimadescendants achief mbari weHarare yacho they know what's going on and the government is advised every time and again kuti chichiri kuitika zvinoda kugadziswa sei but the government haisi kutora agents nekugadzisa nyaya yacho that's why it's still outstanding up to now zvimwe zvinhu zvakatotaurwa kudhara kuti zvigadziswe when Mugabe was still there hasati zvatombogadziriswa so now the issue is manga acho madhara vedu vakatofa kudhara vaifanira kugadzisa maissues aya and the generation dziri kuuya right now they are not interested nenyaya idzi but zvinoramba zvichingoita carry on carry over and the problems ezimbabwe haagadziriki and if we go back and sort out zvinhu zvese zvetraditional zvacho zvisina kugadziriswa andi so now when we look at issues anandi when it's just a continuation of nyaya dzino dzinotadza kugadziriswa
aiwa
we have issue and Nambiana and my remains and Nambiana actually ku London ku museum and 40 years after independence surely tinotadza kupusha kuti my remains adzoke I spoke to several members of the cabinet kuti vapinze that issue in the cabinet it discussed and did it so that vainopuwa some importance and it's an important issue but my cabinet members but vanotosha as well to talk about this issue
I as think that say taka
is our own cabinet is afraid of talking about the repatriation of our heroes' remains. The heroes' remains are still in London.
Hey, Washatshaita, this sounds like a really interesting topic that we can actually cover on one full program. I would like to actually come back to you after the show so we can see what we can do because you brought up some really, really important issues involving tradition and the role of chiefs. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you,
Marvelous. Okay. Tineva mwekola wakabata. Hello, kola? Hello?
Hello, magadi enyu.
Tiriwadi, magadi enyu. Tukuta ora nani uye, shwe murukupi?
Nofara, dinonzi domburu no waka, ndiri kuchinoi kuchikono ono.
Oh, kuchinoi kwa kadi kwa kuchinoi uko?
Ah, kuchikono ono, ndi unho, trungo tambuzika ni nzare ya mnanga kwe.
Ata ora enyu, tinzwe, nasi mune gango, muda uta ora nyeshe jipi.
Ini na hongu ndrunya nyobatu wabatu waninye chief Ndweni. Isu tinotarisira kutizo machief sevanu wanugara nevanu. Ndo wanuona matamuziko yevanu. Saka wanu fano kunge wajimira nevanu. Basi muno mzimbabu manji kana muna. Atengango pesana nye urume ndiri kutongeza nibiyo. Tinoona kuti chief ye anu vapinda mkatine matamuziko. Jezo shirukundisho. Wazo gara pansi waka ungora kuti ana kupinda nendira kwayo. Ko mazuwa osa ya wanga waka nyara nei. Shumoguda pache na kuti ayo. Inyaye kungoti mashoko wake anotaura. Sepa akambotaura mashoko wake kutizo. Government ino kundu wa hivi. Nema headman aki. Zinu zinowa bata hizo. So nepamza nape kutizo. Avadi kuhuzi wazo kuhiti. Nae tangati nema chifa akawanda mzimbabu. Muno mwanini pungwa ziningi za wandu weni. Taiona kuti zvinhu zvainya zofamba zvakanaka nekuda kwekuti machifu ndo ari kushandiswa ivanhu pakugoyiwa kwezvinhu pakusarudzwa kwemasabhuku mumamisha unoona kuti izvo machifu anopindira zvikuru nekuti vanenge vachishandiswa nehurumende iri kutonga iyi
aiwa mashoko makukutu chaizvo tinokutenda yamhino kuti mamuri kuda kutaura here pamusoro pezviri kuitika kuna amai Mary Chiwenga
avo tinongoti vangosanganawo nefodya yavo yavanoputa nekuda kwekuti izvo mukatarisa vanhu ivavava kana vachinge vakagara zvakanaka havaone matambudziko anosangana nevamwe ndichiri kuyeuka mukadzi wachiwenga mumwe akasiyana naiyoyo akamborova mutatu wenhau mushopu iyewo iko zvinezvi asanganawo nazvo zvanga zvichimufambirawo zvakanaka izvozvo mwari anenge achida kuti vanhu vanyatsoona kuti chaunoitira mumwe unopedzera wasangana nacho hapana aiziva kuti vamugabe vachapedzera vataura kuti handichavhotiri ZANU-PF asi zvakazoitika mukati mekurarama saka chinongori chidzidzo kune vanhu vakawanda kuti vasafunge kuti izvo vacharamba vachifambirwa neupenyu rimwe gore ndoo vanenge vaakutambudzikawo munguva inotevera
aiwa mashoko makukutu muve nezuva rakanaka kuchinoi kwamuruko
amaita zvenyu
babai.
Yes, Marvelous, right. We've got two callers right now, Volta Moyo and Ubabu Ndiwendi. Sir, kasa ngawe, Baba Moyo. Uyangiswe kumwendi?
Yes, niyaguza, gipsi kunjani.
Ya, isa pila akulu. Ula mta wani ngisibi, ila mta nilinga umzuzo otwa, utu uchwa, ofisi kukucho, nge topike otwa, obose wa weinye. Kasa ngawe Ndiwendi, utini lako.
ngithi government ivele ibingamelanga izifike khona apho ibizipha amandla ukuthi yona yesifaka ama-chief yesikupha ama-chief ngoba indaba leyana ngiyama-traditional leaders kungadingi ukuthi ize yefika la kubo-president into nje ukuthi bona sebefuna ukuzenza i-government eyaphuma ekasimithi ukuthi ibisebenzisa ama-chief ngendlela ebiyindezela abantu abamnyama so nxa lakathi esi ukhuluma ungameli ibandla lezano kumele uhlukuluze uchief ndiwena kulacala lalo abe abachiyane laye akhokhele abantu ngendlela ezetradition is not a politician abachiyane laye abantu bankibo bamfuna abantu bankibo yibo abamfakileyo
kuzokuya ekankosikazi Jiwenga ubona njani
kubi kakhulu babadube ukuthi nxa umuntu ususalana lo muntu ongumama ususebenzisa amandla akho ezombangazwe usumuyenza khonokhwana ulokhu umdingela amacala ukuthi umbophe but kuzatshenisa ngile themba lokuthi abe-judiciary bazayikhangelisisa into leyi akulacala elizaba khona ngoba akukhanyi ukuthi ube ngaze ayenze lezi zinto zonke nguye yedwa abantu bemkhangele lapha sekuyi-victimization ngesilungu ukuthi mhlawumbe akusafunanwa sekumele kufikisane ngendlela enjalo ebesithi inhlanganiso zabomama intele sizakhuluma ngayo ngoba kubi kakhulu omama bengathintswa kanjalo loba singasabafuni
siyabonga kakhulu ke moya ungadinwa kusasa ba
siyabonga
ye sihle sithatha ubaba Ndiweni khonapho baba Ndiweni kunjani
njani baba
hayi siyaphila kakhulu Ndiweni abantu baningi sibili Ndiweni namhlanje siqalise ngodaba lika Ndiweni ngamafutshane
ngithiseka kakhulu ngondiweni ngoba engundiweni wakithi engikwaziyo mina ukuthi induna mayizokhethwa kule nto okuthiwa yi-family tree eyenziwayo eba responsible ukuthi itho i-family tree ukuthi vele kuze kungene nakutheni kodwa engikwaziyo mina ngonhlanhla ngoba ngiwangakithi kuyikuthi ubabamkhulu uKhayisa nguyo owampointayo ukuthi nguyongena ezicathuleni zami uhulumende waku-approve wakuvuma lokho wamgcoba uwayinduna ugcilite ngo-2014 umuntu lokhu uzofika namhlanje sebemkhupha ngoba sekwenze njani ngenxa yokuthi ubonakale ngumuntu owa-genest manje kakhulu iparty ibandla elibusayo mina ngakhuluma la that day ngathi into zombangazo vena landawo lazanku kwe-MDC angikho kwe-party angilasikhathi but okuqathile ngizama ukukhala the point uhulumende kumele astay away of le ngoba le nto leyo is a problem of i-family yena akula problem ko-family into ekube khona nguye obe le problem lo nhlanhla kuphela
lokhu-ke okuthiwa uJoram ufuna ukungena-ke uhamba njani
baba
okuthiwa uJoram Ndiweni laye ufisa ukuthi nganguyongenayo kuthiwani ngoJoram Ndiweni manje
isigaba esikhona sebefuna ukuthatha i-advantage bethi i-family tree ithi uJoram Ndiweni niyongenayo kodwa enzama ukuchaza khona ukuthi ubaba ngokwakhe ebantwaneni bakhe bazele kwazi kuyinto yasegumeni ekhithini lakhe ngiyowapointayo ukuthi ngifuna lo ngesizathu sakhe eso ayesazile njengomuntu omdala athi leso sokuthiwa sokumele akhujwe ngenxa yokuthi kutheni uNdiweni uyaliswa ngenxa yokuthi ukhulume agenesi iphathi yezana
hayi siyakuzwa eNdiweni sibongile baba
yebo kakhulu bengifisa ukukhuluma la ngonkosikazi
kaChiwenga
ngonkosikazi kaChiwenga namhlanje sokuvezwa amacala wonke lawo ngenxa yokuthi sokuyisigaba sokuthi kulokungazi sokuyi-coward esisenziwa manje phezu kwankosikazi amacala lawo ngathi walandelela asomacala ayenziwa izolo kodwa sele thibe lidenziwe kade belindisiwe nezezovuswa namhlanje ngenxa yokuthi sokuyindaba leyana indaba yase-bedroom ngakuyenzakala bangasebenzisi njalo amandla abo besenza ukuthi at the end of day baliswe abantu besifazane abangela mandla bahluthunelwe amandla kanti abesifazane labo balelungele kuma-50-50 omele bathole ama-rights wabo benza bakufana namhlanje useliswa ngenxa yokuthi kuthiwa ngasafuni lo muntu
Ndiweni baba sibongile kakhulu he
niyabonga kakhulu ambonge kakhulu baba
okay bye-bye
athi nevatereri vakamirira parizvino haro mukoma Donald
alo titimavelasi na mukoma Gips maserase
aiwa tiri wadi asidzikisai volume yenyu tiri kuzvinzwa ikoko
allright
ehe taura henyu tinzwi
andoda kuti angangu nenyaya yachief Ndiweni
ehe moti gagaga nhasi pano pari kupisa
izvi zvinongoradza kungoti ndezvematongegwo enyika tete mavenasi nekuti chief charumbira pachavo mukuru wamadzishe emuzimbabwe vanotombobuda vachiratidza kuti vanotsigira bato zvekutonga rezanupf asi hatina kana mbohwa kana musi hwano wavakambonzi vanefiwa nezanupf kakuti vanzi semuchita zvematongegwo enyika chief chachaya mangwe nasi vavakutaurawo vachitigirawo bato ravanoda yava mhosva manje kana kuti vavakutsvaka zvekuti vakagadzirwa sei dei kuri kunzi nyaya yekusimudziwa nevemumhuri kuti haisi dangwe kana kuti kudii manje ivo hurumende ndeyava kutoinfiltrata kuda kupinza kana kutsvaka kunyonganisa vanhu vemhuri kuti nokuti zvati vano kana zvita kupa vamwe vanhu mari womurima chiti ndiweni kuti vaite sekuti vari kuita dispute yokuti vamagatigwa vakati wasiwo tinozviziva hedu asi kuti ihurumende isina kunyatso kutsarukana ndozvinonesa asi tichitarumbira vanhu toto zvinotozikamwa tinosapota badza rezasiyo asi hatina chatakamboona chataka chavakamboitwa kana kumiswa pamberi pedare vachinzi chotohwa kana vanhu mukabvunzana kumasvingo vanotokuudza kuti tichitarumbira history yavo vanotonzi ainge aitwa muzukuru vakakurira kuzambiyawo but hatina kumboziva zvichitaukwa izvozvo tichitarumbira asi woushe kana kuti iye mukuru wamadzishe but mukatarira history yavo kana mukatuma mukoma Gandhi maramba kuti research ya Chief Charumbira munogona kushokeka.
Ah mukoma mune data rese tipedze saitinzwi.
Ndo zvenda hangu kunyaya maichiwenga iyo. Izvozvo ndezvekuti kana zvinhu zvazvo kushatira umwe musi wo zvindo zvaita asi kubudisa havo mari vaingobudisa tozviziva vose vari vakuru ava vanongobudisa mari munyika. Zvangozoshata kuti vakunetsana mumba mavo asi ngavachirega kuti nyaya dzemumba mavo dzine sekuti dzine zvenyika mukati dzigonyatsokuwana audience vanhu vateerere no
aiwaota
dziri nyaya dzavo vaserepareti zvekuti kwai zvita sekuti iko zvinhu zvavo tasekuti vari kunyaya kuva concerned necorruption yet no havasi concerned necorruption iye vanga vari vangadai vakatosunga vakuru yaye murume wavo
mashoko makukutu mukoma regai titore vamwe nhasi pari kupisa panapa.
Aiwa maita basi.
Thank you. I think we have another caller, Tawanda. Hello, mkoma Tawanda.
Evo imakadini.
Aiwa tiri wadi tukutaura nemi muri kupi?
Ndiriku ndiri muZimbabwe ndiri mukwekwe.
Taurai tinzwi. Nhasi tine gangu pika yamada.
Ndiri kutsika nyaya yachishi iyo inonzi iyo vanofanira kunge vachimiswa pabasa ravanenge vachiita mudzinga mavo.
Ehe.
Nekuda kwekuti vanenge vachitsigira bato ravanoda. Ndiri kuona sekuti matongere wayo anenge akaoma nekuti tikatarisa zveumambo zviri mudzinza saka tikatarisa zveumambo zvimwe zviri mudzinza unoona zvava kuzotongwa nevatungamiri venyika nenyaya yekuti vanenge vane dambudziko rekuzoti kana vakuita zvemaelection vanoda kunohoda machief kuti vataure navanhu kuti vasapote bato ravo izvo zvinoita kuti vazoita kuzonotitorera kana kuti kunoti dambudira zvatenge chifanira kunge takahwina.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu ameno kana muri kuda kupedzisa.
Ndoda kupedzisa ndititi inini ndaifungidzira kuti dai madzimadzi vatungamiriri vatenge vachitonga vachitungamirira munyika vange vachitungamirira vanhu kwete kutonga vanhu sokuti ukatarisa kuti dzimwe nyaya dzinoitwa nzekuti kana munhu akataridza kuti inini mari yandiri kutiwa haisi kundikwanira vakaratidza kuti kuhurumende tiwedzerewo mari vanotongwa tichibva pabasa ko ivo vanenge vachibviswa nani vanenge vachiita zvisingafadzi vana vezimbabwe.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu tinotenda Gibbs.
Now let's turn to thank you so much to Mr. Machumane Ncube. Mr. Ncube, your last word in terms of Mrs. Chiwenga's chances of being granted bail and maybe succession chances of Mr. Ndweni's case in court. Just in brief there, Mr. Machumane Ncube.
The constitution says everyone is presumed innocent until they are proven guilty. That's the overriding principle when it comes to bail matters. Obviously, I'm not privy to, the issues that are involved. But from what we have seen, I think we've had more serious cases. People have appeared in court on murder charges, on treason charges, they've been admitted to bail. So all the court needs to do is to put in place appropriate conditions to ensure that the accused person does attend court. And then in respect of the Ndweni issue, I think his lawyers assist with the matter. But I suppose one of the things that could be done is to review the decision that has been made to suspend him, because I do not think that it has been made in accordance with the law.
Baba Machobana Sponglia Kulu, thank you so much for having joined us tonight.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. So let's hear what Mr. Pilif Kaole said in an interview about the Ndweni issue. Mr. Kaole belongs to the ruling ZANU-PF party. He's always coming here time and again. Let's hear what he said about this.
uyakhanya egcekeni ukuthi vele ungumuntu we-MTC Alliance.
Kodwa yena ngokutsho kwakhe uthi wake wahamba emhlanganweni webandla leZANU-PF. Esuka lapho waye emhlanganweni we-MDC, waye emhlanganweni weZaphu le-MRP. So uthi yonke indawo phela uyinduna yabantu. So khangazana abantu bayagcizelela khonoku ngokumncedisa khonoku abakwenzayo. Akunjalo babakhawule.
Akulanto enjalo, into enjalo okukhona ukuthi ubephuma kuloma amanye amalobuzeni akhe amavidiyo akhe abade ephuma edlalwa lapha ekhuluma ngokuthi abantu bahambe beyitshengisela abantu abangena emgwaqweni yonke inhlelo zakhe zethi vele ephikisana lohulumende weZANU-P F kwesekugcekeni kodwa esebenza ekhulumela njalo i-opposition even le mngwabeni kaDimiso Dabengwa weqhawe ngalo Dimiso Dabengwa wakhuluma vele e-attacka kakhulu umongameli lehulumende yakhe akachiyane lakho kokudula lokwangene kwezombangazwe abamnika imali nje bamkhusele angene kwezombangazwe
kodwa-ke kuyinokubi ngokuthi induna ichothoza uhulumende
akulanto embi ngokuthi induna ibe lo mbono wayo otshiyeneyo kumbe lohulumende kodwa kubi induna nto iyakhuluma ukuthi hayi kodwa lokhu hayi ayisikho kodwa but nxa induna nje sihamba emhlanganweni isesiyathi ngale nxa iphuma emhlanganweni isesiyaqoqa abantu ukuthi kabatshengisele beyenze kwakhona abade bekwenza ngojanuwari okokuganga lokuhamba bedemonstrata bedilize impala zabantu bekulinyazwa abantu hayi induna enjalo yena ingaseyinduna yabe ingaseyinduna isiyinkalakata yenye ye-politician wezombangazwe kangene kwezombangazwe endiweni yindawo yakhe leyo ayifaneleyo.
That is Mr. Biliv Gawule of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Meanwhile, it seems as if there is a lot of money that has been raised in the past 2 days for Mr. Ndweni. It is being run under the hashtag I support Chief Ndweni. So it is a GoFundMe fundraising campaign. So I see that so many people are actually donating money towards this cause. So anyway, that's how things are.
We have Maini Ko on our VOA Shona Facebook page from MDC. She's the women's spokesperson there. I think she wanted to comment on the Chiwenga issue, but we will try and call you before the end of the program. Maini Ko of the MDC, since we've just heard from ZANU-PF there, we were listening to Mr. Gawule speaking about the issue. I think, what was he speaking on, Gibbs?
Mr. Gawule was saying that it seems as if Ndweni is a politician. Mm. He says it's untrue that Ndweni actually attended various meetings, ZANU-PF, MRP, MDC, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So he was saying that he's specifically MDC. He says there are videos that testify to that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he further said that, you know, this fundraising campaign, of course, they should give him money for him to campaign as a politician,
mm-hmm.
not as a traditional leader. So he's saying that... in essence, Ms. Ndweni is an opposition leader and not a traditional chief.
Pana kuzai mazari retaka mira kunzwa kuna maini koti sata varaidu chirongwa chedu. Pana taru bemero alikuti iniwo ndiriwe imba ye ushe. Anzi mudzimba ze ushe zese munama, anzi munama kakatanwa ni kuti mune kuguta. So this our follower here on VOA Shona is saying he is also of the chieftainship house. But mm-hmm. he says there's always, you know, the issue of people actually fighting for the position because once you get it, you live a better life, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Mashipe Cosmas, and I'm listening to you from Mashingo. Arigaitende kuna mainiko. Hello, mainiko. Ngwedi ajikana na saka mungo ti ga. Tawarei.
Masara says it's my very
square.
But next butter.
It's our age.
Panya chief, do any no support? No good in the chief were one who say. Chief, do any Havana battle was a rare keras, who couldn't shoot her on our gaules as she is a chocolate. Tagawa on Akum Sangano Yakawanda. Tagawa on Akum Sangano is ZANU-PF. Naya is the matter raging. The Zana chief, when is ZANU-PF in Gavasian in Nazo. Government I find a wound chipping the Ramunia, the Machif. Magambo, the one who government, the Queen, Britain, chipping the Queen.
I wamu funzo mkuru asingoye diajiganana. Saka tishati tijakutura isha kare in mangwana tenge chende rambiri chikurukura nya izo zizi.
Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Machobana Ngobe, and all those who actually joined our show. Signing off, he skips to be in Washington, D.C., saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
I would also like to thank all those that actually participated in the show. We had very interesting and diverging views. And thank you all those that were following us on VOA Shona Facebook page. Please continue to share the feed. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei, where we'll furthermore discuss issues affecting Zimbabwe. I'm Marvelous Mplanganya. Have a very good night.